Even when you're motionless, you're moving. There is no such thing as stillness. Absolute. It is an illusion. I think I'm motionless now as I take in the view. Behold yonder group on the low hillside. Traveling players, some young, some old. They seem still, absolute. Yet they seem incomplete, do they not? As if waiting for someone who has fallen behind, or perhaps they've seen something or someone. The harlequin with his child, or the corpulent clown with the missing foot, the beautiful young woman, motionless. And in my vanity, I wonder if they're looking at me, especially her, as she has the figure of an acrobat and the hair of an angel. Then I notice her left hand is missing, and I wonder, who are they really? A family of lepers looking for their lost limbs in the long grass, or perhaps they were just resting as they continue towards the ridge and disappear in the mist. And I follow like a homeless dog. I see the carnival in a field of dead grass, backed in by mist and banks of cloud. And I'm walking quickly, as I've already given her a name, Grisel. I don't care if she has a missing hand, because she's beautiful. As I wander into the carnival, I find the tents are empty, the stalls vacant. There's no one there. There's no sign of the traveling players I follow. The harlequin, the clown, the acrobat, the child. Where have they gone? The carnival's deserted. Then I see an ape sitting with a child's doll, its long fingers caressing the blonde hair. And when it sees me, it drops the doll and runs towards me. At first I'm alarmed, but it takes my hand. Its grip is soft and innocent, its eyes imploring. The ape leads me to a forest trail, and together we hurry into the stillness.